are now listening to Hoodcast AF, the bad boys of action figure podcasting. Join Jonathan Fallen, Mike TV, and Cobra Dad as they shit talk some action figure related shit. Be warned that the ideas and opinions expressed are nothing more than entertainment. So fuck off and enjoy. Hoodcast begins. Now.
Welcome to Hoodcast.
Yeah.
Nice rip, dude. You're the dude, man. You're obviously the dude. Let me tell you, certain things have come to light, man. Did you ever think about that?
In the parlance of our time.
Yeah. Dude, are you breaking out the fucking gas chamber shit again?
What are you talking about?
Dude, I hear
those.
Come on.
Clickety clackety clink.
Why would I ever do that?
Because you the dude, man. Obviously, you use those canisters to do your famous Todd McFarlane impression, man. And certain things have come to light, dude, that...
I know.
Certain other artists out there, man, I don't even know who they are, except for I do know their names. Rob Liefeld, man. He's been doing an impression himself.
Yeah, and it sounds very much exactly like my Toddy.
Yes, but that we've been doing since day one.
That's right. This is my new Batman. This is a semi-Batman. He's got samurai. He's big. He's 7 inches. Doesn't match up with your Hasbros because I like to fuck with the peoples.
that shit was amazing.
Look, if you don't know, dude, not this wow, joke wow, again. Wow, wow, we can't wacka, do wacka, we can't do break it down again. You know, God, I know you want to do drugs and you want to be happy, but like, look. Here's the clip that Rob Liefeld, and if you didn't know, he's teamed up with Loose Collector to do some Bloodstrike figures and shit like that, Blood Wolf and whatever else. And let's just hear Rob Liefeld. He posted this himself, but then someone else posted it. I don't know if Rob Liefeld deleted this because I can't find it on his YouTube or anything or on his Instagram. But the real Dallas something.
The Godfather had his ass took down.
So this is Rob Liefeld showing off a Deadpool figure in the impression, the voice of Mr. Todd McFarlane. Let's do it.
Our Godfather here, bringing you the latest in the Todd McFarlane. This is the new Batman Samurai. Batman Samurai, kind of cool, kind of cool. Got some cool shit here and there and in a package. And I make them a little bigger so they don't match up with your Hasbros. Just to fuck with you, because that's what I do. I fuck with people. Turn on the light. Everybody, this is the new Samurai Batman, looking cool. Gonna come up with the 2-pack and the 3-pack and the 4-pack and the 5-pack. Gotta go. Buy my toys.
Dude, he fucking nailed it, dude.
So
buy the 2-pack, the 4-pack, the 5-pack. Buy my toys.
So
he fucking nailed it.
Who? Yeah, but it sounds a little jealousy in that voice, I'll tell you that.
No, he has nothing to be jealous of.
It's a little jealousy.
What are you talking about? This guy is fucking broke compared to the Todd Pollard.
You know what? Broke. He's still making... Rob Liefeld's making Disney checks because Disney giving him money for that Deadpool. He get a fat-ass check for that Deadpool. What successful thing is Todd did? He signed over his rights to Venom, so he doesn't own Venom. He don't get money for Venom.
That was Todd's worst mistake.
Thing Todd did... He's got a fucking multi-massive fucking toy line that sells every fucking day.
Yeah, a shitty mediocre toy.
He's got a shitty mediocre toys. Home run ball. Ooh. Yeah.
But I mean, Liefeld is very successful. That motherfucker don't even have to work.
Look,
get them Disney checks.
Hold on. Boom. But this dude, Rob Liefeld, and if you don't know him, he's a big comic book artist who can't draw feet, but he draws pockets very well. And pouches and shit.
Lots of them.
Lots of them. Pouches, dude. Because, like, superheroes need pouches. They're like Batman, but Batman's belt doesn't have pouches unless he's, like, you know, in a different time and era. He's got, like, a belt that goes beep, 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 you know.
Liefeld drew one of the worst Captain Americas ever.
The big booby chest one, right?
Well, yeah. Liefeld draws all his fucking characters. If you look at them, they all have the same jawline that matches his jawline.
No, and yeah, he drew Captain America to look like him, himself, you know, all kinds of stuff. But look,
he drew Gen 13 to look like him.
I will say Todd is the better artist, yes.
I don't know who's the better character creator, because they both created cool things, you know. I think Rob Liefeld's created a lot of shit, though, too. so is McFarlane. He's created some shit.
Well, I mean, Liefeld created Cable. He created Deadpool. Deadpool is like the biggest fucking moneymaker for Marvel.
And McFarlane's big moneymakers is Spawn and fucking Venom.
Let's be honest. Nobody's fucking buying Spawn. Nobody gives a shit about Spawn. That motherfucker literally has to tell people that Spawn's been around for 30 years just so people can look at him and question him and be like, damn, he's been making that same shitty book for 30 years?
Some people read it, and it's I don't think it's written by Todd anymore. He just kind of does some of the covers.
Have you ever met somebody that reads Spawn?
No.
I see him every week.
Really? You see people that actually read Spawn?
Are they homeless?
Bro, there's like four or five different Spawn titles every month that it's rolling like that. They got Scourge, King Spawn, what's that cowboy one? Gunslinger. Yeah,
but I see these
Spawn, and then another. What's the fifth title?
I see these Spawn titles at the comic book store. You also know what I see of those? Stacks. Untouched fucking stacks of them.
Because they print people so fucking many of them.
People will buy the Wolverines out. Wolverines will sell out. Spider-Mans will sell out. Even fucking Fantastic Four sell out.
Look,
but there's plenty of Spawns.
Here's the deal, though. We've been doing, Mike TV, you've been doing this impression since day one of Hoodcast. And it was just a constant laugh fest joke. And then sometimes it's not that funny because it's every episode, but almost not every episode, you know. And then, but we try to find a new thing. Yeah. But it gets so ridiculous that, like, we talked about McFarlane loving mayonnaise, and that's, I forget, because he's from Canada, maybe, and they dip their fries in mayonnaise, and it's weird, you know, but he loves fucking mayonnaise. You know, but I this impression
is so fucking good.
Like, and I don't think you sound like McFarlane, but you sound like a character on our show. You know, I actually think I can do McFarlane, like, sound a little bit more like him than you, but you have the comic relief of it. You're really good at it. But your impression sounds dead on like Rob Liefeld's impression of him. He does the same exact voice that you do. So we need to combat this. We need to market, you know, 1 to 10. What is it? Like, you go first, Mike. Let's hear your impression.
What you mean I goddamn go first? Because it's Spawns I created it for 30 fucking years ago. And it's an Image Comics that I founded. And I gave it to Rob Liefeld, a studio job. And he did a bunch of cocaine with Eazy-E.
Okay. You didn't even say figure. But that's okay. That's okay. Let's hear Rob Liefeld's version.
Todd Father here, bringing you the latest in the Todd McFarlane. This is the new Batman Samurai. Batman Samurai, kind of cool, kind of cool. Got some cool shit here and there and in a package. And I make them a little bigger so they don't match up with their Hasbros. Just to fuck with you. Because that's what I do. I fuck with people.
So he didn't even say.
He's got the in the stutter.
He did. So,
on stuttering. He's
because
got that shit
he actually
nailed.
Worked with them and, you know, knows them very well. But he also didn't say figger. But he,
figger.
You know.
That's the Batman figger. It's a new samurai. So, for
so
five back to two.
You can't be a judge. Me and Cobra have to be a judge. What do you say, Cobra? What do you rate Mike?
I think he's a fucking loser. No, I mean,
it's not on the scale.
I mean, come on, Mike's got it down.
Mike does have it down, but
I gave him a look. This is funny too because I'm used to V-Town doing it, so I'm gonna give him a 9.5.
9.5 for Mikey. Wow.
Yeah.
And what
and
do you give Rob Liefeld?
I'm not gonna say
I'll rate Mikey.
Mayfield's is better, but for him just coming out of nowhere with it,
he kind of
surprised me. I'm gonna give him a 9.
I'm gonna give Mike a 5 only because the mannerisms aren't there, but it's good for Hoodcast. I'm going to give Liefeld a 10. That was pretty spot on. No, but also hilarious. Oh, no, I'm going to go 9.
Oh, that's right, Trump. I figured you're going to leave Philip the fucking... you haven't fucking relapsed.
Okay, hold on.
Snorted fake cocaine.
When does McFarlane... Are you doing McFarlane now, or I'm confused? Because if that's a Liefeld, mark it 0. Mark it 0.
That's Liefeld doing McFarlane. I snort cocaine. I got your cocaine. It's so good to figure. It's 782 times. Fuck with you.
It's funny, though, because when I seen that shit, and I heard it, because at first I heard the Liefeld one do it, and then this other dude, like, Rocco or whatever, it's a dude that used to do, like, flea mart or
shop finds. Rocco's Modern Life.
Yeah, Rocco's Modern World or whatever the fuck it's called. He's not a fucking kangaroo.
Hey, Rocco! They're doing McFarlane voices over here!
The dude that did that, the one guy I seen it, Rocco, whatever the fuck his name is, he used to do like thrift store finds.
Rocco Rock, and that's the porn star, right?
And then me, being an asshole on the internet, I'd troll and roast him and just talk hella shit to him. So now he's like doing these like kind of like what we do. And when I seen him do that, I was just laughing because I was like, this motherfucker has no clue, dude. Like, literally, he's got the stutter down. Liefeld has the stutter down. He has the...
And you got the fingers, right? And you can pause them like this. You can do whatever you want to do, okay?
And we have trolled. I have trolled Liefeld on fucking Instagram.
Where he's
posting mine and shit. Now he said, oh, turn down the lights.
Dude, look, he's a fucking amateur, right? He's a fucking amateur. I can get you an impression by Tuesday. Easily. Hoodcast Tuesday. Our episodes are free on Tuesday. Fucking amateurs. I swear to God. Dude, Liefeld's like a rug pisser. Although, I did pre-order his figures, which we talked about last episode, and he finally showed those off, which will be in the news. But on 5K Toys, .com, they're a lot cheaper than what Loose Collector is selling them for. They want like $79. But on 5K Toys, $64. You can get a Blood Wolf. Fucking amateurs.
Loose Collector has a loose butthole. So they're on 5K now?
Yeah, I mean. Someone's
playing the Eagles, dude. I can hear it. I hate the fucking Eagles.
Hotel California, such a sunny place.
Well, we got a lot of news to get to.
Mr. McFarlane treats objects like women, man.
Huh, you think they're big now? Get them in your hands and they're huge!
I'm actually drinking a coffee cup and I want to throw it at Cobra's head right now.
You'd be like, you fucking fascist!
You fucking fascist! Fuck!
I can't find them on 5K.
He's like, get out of my city, scroll way down.
it's way down?
Way down, and you can see the pre-order for like the Loose Collector, Loose Butthole Toys. They look all right.
These butthole toys.
Yeah. I like the guns they come with and shit, but, you know, I had to get the Blood Wolf. The Cable fucking knockoff, I don't really care. I remember, like, that Blood Strike, the first Blood Strike fucking comic book that was, like, hard, kind of card covered, and then you can heat it up and the blood disappears or whatever on it. Remember that? Yeah.
You know, the funny thing about those books is they haven't aged well.
No.
Like, That thing that they put on there that you got to warm up to get the blood.
Yeah.
Those books have aged so horribly. When you go through the little racks or the store boxes, the motherfucking blood stains are permanently there.
Really?
It's fucking crazy.
I still have mine.
They didn't age well.
I still have mine. I'm pretty sure it still works. I don't know. I never tested it. And I think I tried to read it once and I totally forgot everything. I don't even know. I think I wasn't even interested. Bloodstrike was just stupid.
Yeah. This won't stand, man. This aggression won't stand.
I mean, look, I gotta work this weekend, man, and especially on a Sabbath. Fuck.
I don't fucking roll.
Yeah, we're Jewish.
On a Saturday.
We're
Jewish, man. Like we're supposed to be stuck inside from the sun go down today to the sun go down tomorrow.
He's like this. I have the Blood Strike comic book This comic book is the official one. It's got papers, dude.
He's like, you know, I converted when I married my wife. He's like, and you're not married anymore. This is part of your sick, twisted thing. He's like, oh, so you just stopped being a Jew?
No, I do sometimes. I take a time out.
Which one did you? Blood Wolf?
Yeah, I ordered Blood Wolf.
You ordered the... That motherfucker looks dope.
He's cool. You know, he's not great.
A Bloodstrike dude looks dope, too.
He does, but I don't care about Bloodstrike at all.
You cut Bloodstrike's ponytail off, dude. It's a Cable figure.
Pretty much, but more colors, right?
Yeah.
It's exactly
well, Cable's Cable. Usually what... Yeah, Cable's like blue and gray and brown. This one's red and brown.
Yeah, so Cable was originally like very earthy toned and, you know, a couple of blues.
Yeah.
And because he was supposed to be X-Men eventually. Yeah, well, fuck it. Because there's a lot of Cables. Let's get...
Those things are $75.
No, on 5K Toys, $64, man.
$10
down.
Because it's $75 here on Big Bad.
No, go to 5ktoys.com. They're $64. And all you have to do is pay $10 for your, you know, pre-order.
Yeah.
So then $54 when they come out. But, yeah, I only want the Blood Wolf because he's kind of like a Lobo reject. But, you know, he's cool, too. Because I really like the Darker Image 1 and 2 when Blood Wolf kind of gets his own thing. And then there's a Blood Wolf comic, number 1 or number 0. I don't know what it was. And Blood Wolf didn't have a whole series. He just had like a number 1 or 0. I don't remember what it was. But he's a joke.
Blood Wolf had the Darker Image.
Yeah.
He was in the Darker Image one shot, and I don't think he ever actually got a series.
No, he didn't get a series, but he got his own comic book, 1, and it just shows his head on it.
I've never seen it.
I have.
I only got the Darker Image. Oh, okay.
I found it at La Pulga, and like, yeah, I bought it for $1. So, yeah. And I didn't read it. I own it. Never read it. Let's get to the fucking news, man. Dude, Blood Wolf is fucking funny, man. He's like Lobo. But
I might order both those. I might order the Cabot Stone and Bloodstrike. They look pretty dope.
No, Cabot.
It just depends. Look, are they scale with my Hasbro?
It's Bloodstrike.
Are they scale
Stone
with my Hasbros, or is he fucking with us?
No, they're 6.5.
Is he? Is it going to be in scale, or is he fucking with us? Because he likes to fuck with people.
I think they're like 6.25 or 6.5, something like that. You know, so like kind of WWE size, but in between WWE and Marvel Legends. So they're a little thicker. They're not going to scale with your long leg McFarlane Supermans and shit, you know?
Because those are premium figures, and I repaint them and I put them on my website, whatever it's called, .com.
The news.
La, 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 la.
Dr. Killamoff, the evil alien who wants to pollute the whole world.
Triceratops with motorized walking action.
Good news, everyone!
With figures and battle gear, each sold separately.
I mean, since we're on like the Rob Liefeld kick, and we already kind of already covered that, so I'm going to have to like switch it up to... something else, because
it's the news.
I want to let you guys know that there is a dude printing nitro stages, like 3D printing, like, you know how like the fucking Mattel Creations failed for the nitro stage and shit like that.
Yeah,
and then
now they're coming out with hella Monday Night War figures.
Yeah,
now everybody wishes they had that fucking stage.
Well, they also wish they still had their $450, which they got back, so they do have that, so they can go out and buy those figures that are Walmart exclusives that my Walmart still has Candice LeRae for days. Oh my fucking god.
Does she even wrestle anymore?
I don't fucking know. Dude, I don't even know who she is.
That's Johnny Gargano's wife.
Who gives a fuck? And who gives a fuck who Johnny Gargano is? Because he sucks.
Candice LeRae's big claim to fame was on the Indies when she was wrestling against the Young Bucks. She was with Joey Ryan, and they wrestled the Young Bucks.
Oh,
Young
so Bucks did he rape her? Did he force some
I don't know.
Shit on her?
But in the
did
match...
Did he
the
penis
one...
suplex her?
the one match, the balding buck, I forgot what his name is. He had like a thumbtacks glued on the bottom of a Jordan 1, and he kicked her in the face. And that's why she got famous.
Okay. Well,
because she took a fucking super kick full of thumbtacks.
I know she was like just some blonde girl wrestler.
Probably take more than that to her face.
Which Vince McMahon loved blonde girl wrestlers and always, you know.
She used to team with Mickey James.
I hate her too.
She used to team with Mickey James in like a women's wrestling federation.
Like WOW?
They were sisters. Yeah, but not WOW. It was like a different Extreme, WXW, Women's okay. Extreme Wrestling.
Sure.
And it was always in Philly. So she would team with Mickey and
Philadelphia,
they were sisters.
Where it's Extreme.
I heard backstage she would let three wrestlers super dick her.
Oh, that's Mickey. That's Mickey James.
Not super kick, but super dick, where they all run from all together with their dicks and hit her with the dicks at the same time.
Oh, that's a dick knockout. Yeah. Dick KO. DKO. Yeah. Yeah, I know that move. But so if you want a 3D printed Nitro stage, you can go to store.threadheadcc.com. And it's only $175. And like, dude, it looks fucking phenomenal. Just head over there and look at it. It's cheaper than like, I got a stupid cardboard printed one by a dude. And like, it's fine. Kind of a nightmare to put together with pins and stuff like that. It's from like this European dude who makes it, which is, it's still good. But a 3D printed one would be a lot better. For $175, that's a lot cheaper than...
That's not bad at all.
...than $450. And I think it... I don't know if it comes with lights or not, but the way he shows it, there's like lights in it or something like that. But you can easily put some LED lights in there fucking...
Yeah.
Anyways, you know...
You can go to the dollar store and buy those little motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, or like fucking wherever, like Amazon for like $10 and get a string of lights that change colors and have different settings. It's not that hard, man, and you just fucking glue that shit on there. But yeah, dude, Nitro Stage, it looks fucking dope. So I might be in on that, even though I own like a fucking stupid cardboard one now. Ugh. Let's move on to Sentinel Toys. So they showed off a fighting armor Cyclops from the X-Men. He really looks like an Iron Man, you know.
Well,
like,
that's all those are.
Yeah.
That's all the fighting armors are, because they have a fighting armor Wolverine. It's Iron Man. Fighting armor Captain America. It's Iron Man with a shield. They got the fighting armor fucking Black Panther.
Yeah.
It's Iron Man the Black.
Fighting armor Deadpool, Rob Liefeld. Yeah. No fighting armor McFarlane type figures, though. So
yeah, there's no fighting armor Venom.
No, and there's no fighting armor Spawn. There's none of that. Nobody wants that. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe a fighting armor Spawn would be cool. But the Cyclops, yeah, he just looks like Iron Man, and he's got blast effects like Iron Man. Am I saying Iron Man too much?
They just put a fucking little one shot across his eyes instead of two eyes.
Yeah, basically. I don't know. It's run of the mill. So let's move on.
They're really cool figures. I mean, they're good. They're cool figures. So I've got a Sentinel fighting armor Iron Man. They're pretty decent. They don't stand shit to 3-0, though.
Yeah, well.
You know what Iron Man reminds me of?
A rug pisser?
The fearless leader of the Ku Klux Klan?
Iron Man reminds me of an iron rod. And when a rod reminds me of, I remember being in school and the guy comes in, and he says he's going to teach a sex ed, and he's got a banana.
Okay.
And he goes, I'm going to show you guys how to put a condom on. Ooh. Well, I got the bananas because I can't get a fucking boner on an empty stomach.
Wow. Is that a joke?
And Cobra's like, let me take you to the back. I'll put that condom on with my mouth.
Where's the banana, Cobra?
Yeah, well, you know, that's just like...
Next up,
your opinion. Game of Tony's.
I didn't get a single laugh on that joke, man.
No, not at all, dude, because, like, it didn't make any sense, really. I mean, I got it, but it wasn't... I'm not saying it wasn't funny, because it really wasn't funny, but that's not what I'm saying.
I couldn't even make it funny. It's just, you know, it's just one of those jokes.
It's just one of those things, man.
It felt flat, like Scorch.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Thanks, McFarlane's other book, Scorch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what the She-Spawn.
Yeah, She-Spawn. Just like, you know, you just put she in front of anything, you know, and like they become that, but the female version, because that's dope, I guess. I don't know.
She pool.
Right. The whole MCU.
Better joke than mine.
All right. Hey, I didn't plan it. See, I just come up with it.
See, Cobra, you knew your joke wasn't good because you didn't even laugh at your own joke. He at least laughed at his own joke.
Yeah, because
he laughs at everything.
I didn't even know I was going to say it, and it came out.
I got a better joke here. Look.
All right.
So, last night, I made sweet love to my wife. And after we were done, she starts complaining. She's like, man, Cobra, you promised me an orgasm. And I tells her, I gave you one. It's not my fault you spit it out.
Cobra, that joke came too quick.
It's premium. It's a premium joke. It's premium.
I think my joke was better. See, I ad-libbed on top of your joke. You know, see how that works?
Fucking
next up,
Ninja.
WWE! So they have some news coming out. We don't see these figures yet, but for their next Ultimate Edition, Ultimate 22, will be Jey Uso, John Cena again, and then a Gunther. That's dope. So the Gunther I'll probably have to get. And also they have another Ultimate Edition that's future, which will be another Cody Rhodes, Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn, and all three of these will be from the WrestleMania Hollywood. You know,
I'm gonna be honest. Why don't they do some real marketing research and go to, like, the Walmarts and Targets where you can still find Cody AEW figures?
Right?
Like, Cody doesn't sell. I'm sorry.
Cody does sell, dude. Cody sells.
He doesn't. He has no story to finish. That story ended when Dusty died.
Whoa!
Yeah. Cody's story is, what? I'm trying to cash in on my dad's name still.
Fuck Isn't Cody. That the fucking the song?
Yeah. Well,
I don't even know the song.
That's the sound Cody Crybabies make when they're watching Cody and their wife is banging rock fans.
Cody Crybabies, yes. Well, so Elite 111 will be Cody, Finn Balor, Ricochet, Trish Stratus, Tony D'Angelo, and also Sandman. I think he's the build of figure in that wave, or the no, he's not the build figure. He has a chase, I think, or something like that. But the only one I want is Sandman, because Sandman.
Nobody's, and they haven't made a new Sandman yet. So yeah, nobody wants the other piece of shit. You better have the beer gut,
dude. And they better not make him ripped like the Jax one, like all the ones I have. He's like ripped. Sandman ain't ripped, dude.
There was this custom dude, and he did a Sandman, and Sandman was ripped and skinny. I'm like, that's not Sandman, dude. Like, the head sculpt looked great.
I still want to take my Jax Ruthless Aggression and change it. Like, I want to take the head off the body, put it on, like, a normal fat body, like Leatherface fucking...
That sounds like Ruthless Mezco. Molestation.
And no, well, yeah, but I want to make it into McCamey, Russ McCamey of McCamey Manor.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to build a headlamp for him, you know, on his head. You know, and then I'm going to use that bathroom that I got from that dude that built, you know, and, like, he's going to be shoving a chick's head into the toilet like Russ McCamey would do, because, you know, his haunted house doesn't really exist. It's just, you know, he might have a dirty bathroom or something.
He don't even own that haunted house no more.
Well, no, see, the whole Reckless Ben thing, he just bought, like, a website. He bought .net or something like that, not the .com, you know, it's like... Yeah, you can own it. You can own a business called that online. It's just, you know, it's yeah. He has a good lawyer who goes through for legality issues. Reckless Ben on YouTube. If you don't watch him, you're missing out, dude. Like, he infiltrates cults and shit. Really funny.
Hopefully he'll go back to doing cults, because he already done did the McKinney Manor.
He did Scientology. He did
his Ben's Basement thing. That's an actual McKinney Manor in real life.
Yeah.
So, like, he needs something new.
Right. And no, and he's working on that shit, you know. And he's just a dude living paycheck to paycheck off of YouTube. Like, he's not making hardly any money. He ain't rich or nothing. It all goes back to sure projects.
I'm sure he's making a pretty fat YouTube check.
No, dude, he's not. Because his videos get taken down. He has to put them on, like, Patreon so he can make a little bit more money. The only money he makes is, like, off selling shirts. And they're only to fund the next project, dude. Like, he's barely making it by. You know, he's living comfortably, but he's working constantly on editing and everything else because he does a lot of shit himself. But great YouTube channel.
He's roughly about $200,000.
Next up, that's what he's worth. Continuing with wrestling, let's do AEW Jazzwares. So they talked about their
Sting!
Their Target exclusive, that which they were doing for a while, and none of them sold, like the Samoa Joes and stuff like that. But now they're going to be...
That's because Samoa Joe is little. Have you seen that Samoa Joe, dude?
And he has tiny hands.
He's tiny Joe. Samoa Joe's a big fat fuck. He's a big fat body.
Oh, I know Samoa Joe.
Like, they should have made it a big fat body figure. Nah, they made it tiny.
No, and his hands are even tinier, dude. How does he eat cheeseburgers with those tiny hands? I don't know. How does he pee on rugs? But they're turning that kind of like with the colored brims on the figures, you know, they're blue or red or something like that. They're turning it into pay-per-view exclusives. So it's going to have the pay-per-view moniker on there and what the wrestler wore. So they showed off a Daniel Bryan with his shirt that he wore to whatever pay-per-view it was that I didn't watch. So,
but that head sculpt is fucking horrible.
They're all like, is it just
me or is AEW getting worse on their head sculpts?
No, they're getting fucking awful. Awful. I haven't bought an AEW figure in like how long, unless it was Roscon.
Like, they did the Supreme CM Punk, and really only like one or two of the one of the heads is like good. Perfect. You could tell it's CM Punk. And then the Danhausen, those came out good because he's face painted.
Yes.
Sting looks the new decent. Sting. That new Sting they got, I want to get.
So
there's soft goods.
There is a new Sting, but like they show him doing like the one-eyed face, but the figure's not doing the one-eyed face, or it's really poorly done, you know? Like, and then they showed off multiple Sting figures because they started a line of a 1 of 1,000 uncirculated figure that's it's kind of like
their uncircumcised figure.
It's kind of like the coin market or like the graded market. Where this figure is not graded, but it comes in a sealed like plastic case, and it says uncirculated on the bottom. But it's exactly the unmatched 2 Sting with the coat and the shit. But it says uncircumcised on the bottom.
So what it is, it's basically just dead stock, overstock that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, we'll just uncircumcise it and put it in a raincoat.
Guess how much it costs?
Probably 50, 60 bucks.
50 bucks, yes, to get an uncircumcised Sting in a box. I mean, whatever the word is.
You get an uncircumcised Sting with a wrapper still on the burrito.
But they call it Collect Forever, and it's on Collect Forever. They started a new website called collectforever.com.
You know,
only
you know
thing that's on it
getting?
Is that uncircumcised thing.
You know where I think they're getting the uncircumcised idea? It's because Power Town, they have the uncirculated Series 1 of their Power Town figures of the original wave that came out that had faults.
Pound Town?
They couldn't sell. Because it was fucked up.
You never been to Pound Town?
Well, my dickhead is pink, and my booty hole definitely brown.
Dirty Brown goes to downtown. That's all we know. And you wanted me to hang out tomorrow, but I got work. I can't go to Pound
Town. Come on down to Pound Town.
That's the joke.
We get down, and when I pull my dick out, it'll be brown.
It just makes me think of that Beetlejuice commercial when like the ghosts turn on the TV and he's like, "Come on down to the place of the beer. Come on down to Pound Town."
He's like,
"Come on, chew on a dog."
Yeah, chew on a dog.
Pound Town. Don't say that 3 times.
Get on down.
Maybe they uncircumcised.
Remember that one song? That Cotton Eye Joe. Where did you come from? Where did you go?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Yeah, fuck that song. It's an earworm. Now, nah, fuck you, man. Fuck you. It's, oh my God. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Fuck Cotton Eye Joe.
Yes, no, a song we're using for the ending today.
But look, they also previewed a computer rendition of Sting Supreme, and he comes with like different heads, you know, a cloth coat, another shirt, and he also comes with like the fake like store sold Sting mask, which is cool. So the Sting Supreme, I will have to get, and plus his last match is coming up too.
That's guess who's got a ticket to that if they have the money to go? Good old Bingo.
Good old one of his Toy Art Unlimited. Like great. One of his to the show.
I was talking with him, and one of his buddies has a ticket, an extra ticket to Sting's last match. Scott, I don't know how I'm gonna go. I thought it was next week, but it's this week. I'm like, dude, it's Sting's last match.
Go.
Like, you need to go. That's fucking,
I seen him earlier this year. Was it this year? No, because it's only been 2 months in this year. I seen him the last time AEW was out here.
I think that was November you went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Because Edge was in the ring with them, and they had the little match. And then afterwards, like when the camera was off, Edge was like, yo, I just want to say this is my dream come true.
He's never wrestled fucking, with Sting.
I'm in the ring with Sting, yeah. And this and that. And then everybody was like, Sting, 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 Sting.
It was awesome. Sting in his later years, like in AEW, he's done so much like for his own career. Like, dude, like he's jumped off the balcony. He's jumped off the poker chips. He's done cool shit in AEW like that I never thought he would do ever, ever.
Bro, when he jumped up, when they had the table set up and he was out up in the crowd.
Yeah.
And he jumped off from the railing. I was like, oh, look, Sting's a savage.
Sting's had okay matches when he was Surfer Sting, you know, but when he became Crow Sting, like that was the huge image. Everyone loved it. It was cool. It was great. You know, he's battling the NWO. But then also, like, his matches were fucking awful. Even when he joined NWO Red and Black Wolfpack, his matches were awful. He, like, wrestled Brett, and it was terrible. Like, Sting just sucked then. Like, he couldn't give it to, like, those people. Like, he couldn't fight Hogan well. You know, like, that match was so fucked up in Starrcade 97.
Well, you can't blame him for that, because, I mean, it's Hogan.
Yeah. No, I'm not blaming him for that, but...
That's two bad knees.
Hogan really sucked, bro. Like...
That's two bad knees, two bad hips, a bad back. It's Hogan.
Yeah, but Hogan had good matches after that, storytelling matches, like him versus Rock. Yeah. That still works.
Hogan just had charisma. He only had like four basic moves.
Hogan used to have a lot of fucking moves. Like, look at his Japan stuff, dude. It was fucking phenomenal. You're like, holy shit. Which I can't wait for that Hogan Japan figure. They have two different versions coming out.
Yeah, that's good. I need
it.
It looks dope. I
look here, brother. You it's think I got Japan moves? But I'll tell you this. What you're gonna do when you're over the line and it's a league game, Smoke.
They need to make a Nick Hogan figure complete with fucking a damaged vehicle from Vehicular Manslaughter.
They need to make Hogan figure complete with like dating fucking
Just take Hogan's head and put it on Charlotte Flair's body. Boom, you got Brooke Hogan.
Yeah, but like, almost has the same hairline. I get that. And like Hulk would go like, oh, I should date her. Or someone who looks exactly
someone
like her.
Someone that looks like her that's 2 years older than her.
Fuck, let's move on from wrestling, man. Too much wrestling. Let's move on to SH Figuarts. So they shut off their Spider-Punk from Across the Spider-Verse. This figure looks fucking dope. Way better than the Marvel Legends version that looks all weird and stupid, like embodiment of the cartoon with squareness and shit. This one,
it has like the metal, the gray spikes, right?
It's hella detailed, man. Like, it looks fucking amazing. And then also like you can like it has the different heads, like, you know, for the dude with the dreads and shit like that.
I'm gonna say, more than likely, I would hold off on that one because more than likely, Sentinel Toys is going to make one.
A fighting armor one?
No. No. Sentinel Toys has also made that Miles Morales and that Peter B. Parker.
Right. You're right.
And that dope-ass Spider-Gwen. And the dope-ass Spider-Man Noir that's out now.
But you haven't like, seen this figure? It looks fucking dope as shit. I don't know if anyone can top it. Like, it's hella detailed.
Sentinel will top it by articulation-wise.
Okay, but maybe not in detail-wise. Like, this has every little line and, like, on the guitar, on the suit, like, the jacket. Like, it looks dope as fuck. Not that I'm going to buy it. Like, I still haven't seen that movie. I've seen the first one, but I never saw this one.
It's on Netflix.
I know. I don't watch cartoons that much. I'm still waiting for X-Men 97 No Booty. Oh, that's not what it's called. I mean Woke 97. Oh, fuck. That's not it. I mean, look, the X-Men were all about mutant rights in the time of Marvel Comics coming out and, you know, doing other people's rights and shit like that.
So, I mean, technically, Marvel can't be considered woke, technically, because they have been doing civil injustice since the beginning of Marvel.
Look, Injustice is taking away booty and boobs and shit.
Hey,
that's injustice.
Look, we're not allowed to sexualize women anymore. Granted, 99% of them have OnlyFans pages.
Right.
They shake their titties
what
and
is
ass
that?
On fucking Instagram.
What but is yeah, that?
And it's like, go right ahead. It's empowering you.
Yeah, it's empowering you to
I don't
be a
fucking
prostitute.
Get it. That it's so stupid. Like it's a double edged sword.
It's digital prostitution because they don't have to fuck them.
I understand because they say that kids are gonna watch it too. But like, look, the kids aren't gonna know. Did we notice the booty back then? No, we really didn't. You know, as kids watching X-Men.
But then again, back when we were growing up as kids, we didn't have easy accessibility to like porn and shit.
We didn't.
Yeah, I had
know.
To. Like, had there'd to be find a tape, and then
there'd be like able,
not
or
only
you find a Playboy or a Hustler.
Tape, not only if you got your hands on a tape, you had to actually find time, a place to play the motherfucker,
right?
Where you can jack off. Like you can't just like sometimes I remember a few times we'd cut school. And the homeboy had a fucking porno we slap it on and shit. But it was like, it would be like, and then all of a sudden somebody has to go use the bathroom for 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, yeah. But my dad would have the setup. He'd
it was
have
hella
like,
hard to get the, my hands on porn back in the day.
My dad had a cassette recorder that would connect to the TV and shit like that. So I would turn it on like the Spice Channel, which was blurry anyways. We didn't have it, but you can hear the audio. So I would record it to a tape deck, and I would record. If I got home from school early, I'd record some porno real quick, just the
dude.
And then I'd like listen to it in headphones when I go to sleep, you know, and jack to that.
He was audio fapping, bro. He was just,
dude, that's some of the best because
that's good stuff.
That's why I'm so imaginative right now. I don't need the porn. I can think about it.
Well, like I've spoke on in the past, I jerked off to Roger Rabbit when you just hear Jessica Rabbit saying. Patty cake. Sounds like she's taking it, the high hard one up her little snatch wad, and then she looks
pussy,
up at
man.
Me and she's like, I can't believe I'm sucking Cobra's balls. And then I look down at her and I'm like, if you think that's something, you should see what your mom's doing to my ass pipe.
So that right there verifies that when Cobra is watching porn with his friends, he was the first guy to disappear to the bathroom for 10 minutes. Nah, don't worry about it, Jorge. Just chill for a second. Roll that blunt.
Yeah, I'm going up in there first.
I gotta roll, bro. I gotta take a mean shit, bro. I ate some fucked up shit. I gotta take a mean shit.
Dude, if they brought back, if Disney did another Roger Rabbit or something like that, they would let like anti-boobify and
Jessica Rabbit. If they brought back Roger Rabbit, Jessica Rabbit would be a dude.
No, she'd be black.
I'm still listening.
And her name would be La Jessica Lia.
It'd be Justin Rabbit.
Jesse Rabbit.
It'd be a dude.
It'd be La Questia.
I don't get it.
That's a black girl name, LaQuestia.
That's so racist.
I don't think so.
How could you just assume that they just make up words to make names? Like Makisha and Naika and
Deshaun.
Oh, oh wait, they do.
Or DeJuante.
But they're all named Johnson.
No, dude, it's DeQuante. I know him. He's my dealer.
But they're all named Johnson at the end.
How about Tribarius?
Tribarius Ward, yeah. He's great.
Yeah.
Sharkisha.
Yeah, I don't know her.
Congolinus.
Carlota. Carlota says hi. Not gonna.
Jamonte.
Victorious.
Not gonna. Victorious?
Victorious.
Jaquarius Ward. Why are they all Wards? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are they related?
Tywin Lannister.
Tiberius. That Roman?
Peter Parker. Oh, no. His name would be Trump Peter.
In Swahili, it's pronounced.
Wow. I can't hit the bell hard enough. I'm going to fucking break this shit. Okay. Next up, G.I. Joe. All right. So they showed off a lot of their figures with new boxes. They're like these black boxes with like, some plastic. So no more bubble-less fucking shit. That's cool. So I like the new boxes for the Classified series. They're kind of all black with like a little bit of stripes on them. They look more prestige, more for adults, you know.
Pink and middle.
So they had the Dreadnoughts. They had Nahide and Pork Belly, which we talked about before. That's a cool set. Jinx, the Ninja Girl, whatever. Night Creeper, Cobra fucking Trooper. Dreadnought Torch, and of course like that. But what was really cool is the retro cards. So they had Beachhead, fucking Cobra Eel. So if you didn't get it on Amazon, you can get it here, you know, without all this shit. Snow Serpent and Ferret and Scout. But yeah, the retro card is where it's at for G.I. Joe, I think. Fuck the classified. The retro cards is where it's at. Although I'm thinking about getting out of Joe's and selling all my Joe's because I don't do anything with them.
Yeah, like I bought them and they sit in a box. I don't even think I've actually done any fig tog with them. I opened them up, played with them a bit, and that's about it. Like,
he was up inside there.
It's just not my thing.
Yo, you guys ever heard of the Mighty Bosch?
Yeah, the Mighty Bosch.
Yeah, he was up inside ya.
I heard of it, but I don't know that.
You're just killing my shit all night tonight, bro.
I'm not killing it if I never heard of it. It's not like I'm trying to kill it. I've heard of the Mighty Bosch, but I don't even know what it is. Is it a show?
Yeah, it was like a
Cartoon Network. Cartoon
Network. Yeah. It was like a sketch show. It was about some stupid magic shop with these fucking like British guys, and they'd be like, "Oi, Mike, let's do some funny things to die," and then the other guy'd be like, "Okay, what do you want to do, Mike?
I'm going to call a pizza. Oi, yeah,
oi, and then let's go leg it to your mom's house, and then we can stick me finger up her bum.
Oi, know what I'm saying, bruv?
Oi, don't be such a granddad. Just stick your finger up there. Come on, yeah. Lad. Come on, lad. Come on, chap.
We could go down to the pub and have a couple of crisps.
Couple of crisps? You mean fish and crisps? That'd be chips there. Chips is fries.
Oi, me mom gave me an hard time when me grew up. Told me turn into a thug, bruv.
I want some butter and beans.
That's goddamn.
All right, chap.
Oi,
you ginger beans, such like a cunt over there.
Demon, man.
That's a banger. Bangers and mash, you fucking cunt. That means really good friend, as a lot of things do on this show.
It sure does, bruv. For real, bruv, it does.
If you don't understand now, mate, this is Hoodcast. We don't talk about granddad material, you fucks. We talk about shit for fuck's sake.
Me, Yeah, mate. Me and my mates, the granddads here.
Chill out, you bloody wanker.
You me and my granddads.
Don't me act like a pedo. Me and my granddads talk about a
bird giving us a little bit of chop top. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh, that's a nice bird over there. Go talk to that bird.
That cheeky bird gonna give us some chop. Chop top.
This gets rising on that bird. Yeah, you gotta hit that.
If me wasn't the man, would I have such a fit bird?
Now?
You can't have no pudding if you don't eat your meat.
Put your pecker in the buddy hole. You will, governor? I'm losing it.
2 pence a pecker, eh? This cheeky bird wants 2 pence a pecker.
One shiny shoes, governor.
1 shilling for a Wonka bar, Slugworth Sizzler.
All right, then. Isn't it?
Isn't it?
You're a wizard, Harry. You're a wizard.
A bloody muggle.
You fucking mudblood.
Mudblood.
The Corte Levitense. I don't even know what it is.
Expectro Patronum.
Patron.
Vallejo Benicia Bridge.
Vallejo Benicia Bridge, you fuck.
Avada Kedavra.
That's my new...
Vinny, Vinny, Vinny. Six
Shady to Highway 4.
Show up to work tomorrow, you fuck. What? Is that Latin? That ain't right.
Yeah.
Dude, Mike's still fucking partying over there.
Dude,
I said it, you know, a bunch, and Igwe. And then the fig wife, she goes, you're saying it. It's not Ike Way. It's not like Ike's sandwiches. It's Igwe. And I'm like, that's what I've been saying.
But you can say it Ike Way if you want to.
I can't.
Manto de huevos. Manto de huevos.
But no, it's more like I, like I, your I.
Yes.
Like I, way.
Teach me.
I speak way. But I, you learned it from me, and I've always said, I way.
Look, I learned it from other people. I know other Mexicans. Not that you are.
Super mi vargas, puta.
They're Spanish speakers. Look, Biden let a lot of them in. So, I know a lot of them, man. Even the criminals.
Pinche meate. Chiquita.
I don't eat that style banana, okay? No.
He likes his lenguas raw.
Man, I put this show up on Chalino, so don't front.
I ain't fronting nothing.
I had no idea who Chalino was. And I always heard this shit at the flea market.
Sounds delicious.
You know, the Mexican people out here, when I bring up Chalino, they're like, oh, you know, Chalino is like knees de inro.
Yeah,
they're like, Sanchez. Oh, that's our shit.
Well, on some real shit, and I put all you fucks, Adam, Seneca, Charlie,
this is Jonathan, the whole toy crew.
Everybody, the whole crew up on calling it La Pulga.
This is the whole toy crew that we do all our shows with, and we party it up at the toy show. Well, me and Cobra do. And then Adam, Funko-maniac Adam, does too. So, and then Charlie, you know, he just runs the shit. And then we put $1 everything, you know, stickers on all this shit. That's fun.
That was hella cool. We were like... That $1 sticker went around the whole everybody's table. The homeboys first, it happened to me, and I noticed it. I was like, "Oh, you fuckers!" And then some. I think we put it on yours.
Yeah, Adam put it on mine. I didn't even fucking notice.
Yeah,
on high ticket items.
Yeah, and then it went to yours, then to mine, then I went and put it back on Adam's shit. That right.
No, Adam took it to my... I put it on yours first, and then you put it on Adam's. Funko Maniac Adam put it on mine. Then I took it and I went to the other room and I put it on Charlie's and I made it secretive and I taped that shit to his fucking Star Wars figure so it'd fucking ruin him.
And then he came by the table.
So if you rip it off, it would ruin his fucking figure. But I put it on a shitty Star Wars figure. You know, it was like
y'all ain't gonna put it on Flea Mark Tommy shit.
He don't be around.
He don't show up. He's got his his coworker
Big D running his
Big
shit.
D.
Yeah.
Big D, he ain't giving no
you
fucking
can't
deals.
Do that to Big D, man.
Yeah, I don't fuck with Big D. He'll fuck me up.
Nah, you gotta make one for Big D that says this guy will pay you $1 to take this figure.
That's like fuck money, man. And that dude just died. Virgil.
Are we still doing the show, or is this the after show?
I know, right? Well, I think we're just done with news. Let's get into recent acquisitions.
Five finger discount, girl, you gonna give it to me. Walmart employee, Target team member. Give me that shit, give me your phone number. Call me later when it's in stock, yo. We got that Casey Raft 2-pack. Gonna sell it to you out the motherfucking bag. Cause you hood cast for life. Gonna be there. Gonna take it real time.
Recent acquisition will be picked up this week. Yo, I'll go first because, look, I've been getting a lot of head recently. A lot of head. Dude, nice. And, you know, so, you know, when we had...
Is it good head?
Yeah, good head, dude. Like, nice. CraniacStudios.com, we had Isaac on before. I paid for all that head. So, you know, and he gives like some of the really good head for pay.
Really?
Yeah, dude, it's like best head. Like the Jesus
so you're
head
into
I got.
Guys, it's you're like, into men who their pronouns are he.
I don't care.
Giving you head.
No, if you're giving me head, it's cool. Like I got Jesus head, man, and I made him a deathmatch wrestler, really cool head. But I got some free head. Now this free head was dope as fuck because look, it took a long time to receive the head. And look, I'll tell you who I got this from. It was from Steam Powered Mum B. If you listen to Highly Possible.
And yeah, he got good.
Dude, I talked
about... He
paints
the shit, too.
I talked about this orc with this, like, weird trap jaw and shit like that. And so I said I wanted that. And he's like, you don't even have a Mythic Legion to put that on. I'm like, no, dude, I do.
Yeah, ton.
So he messaged me and he goes, like, look, sorry I haven't sent it. I just want to give you a lot more head. So I was like, no problem, man. I'm waiting. Just give
more
me
head,
the
better.
Give me the head. He's like, I wanted to send you a bunch more heads. I don't know how that works.
Yeah. What the fuck's going on over there?
Yeah, I know. It's fucking, what are you,
is
in a hot air balloon, man? It sounds like you're in a hot air balloon, Mike TV, and you're like going, look, higher. Let's go higher. Anyways.
Just keep talking, motherfucker.
Yeah, I got you, Toy Stradamus. So, Steam Powered Mum, I finally received his head. That's even weirder. No, I didn't. Look, he gave me head. And
he
yes.
He gave me head.
He gave you head? That
man,
fucking cheater. Was it free?
No, he gave me head before you.
Did you pay for it?
I got head before. I got head.
Free head.
Dude. I got head before all y'all. I got two Kanye heads. I got a fucking Wrecker head, a Joker head from him.
Wait.
I got head from him before y'all.
No, so, he gives out head all day, bro.
Dude, why is he giving head to all the hood casts? Multiple heads. Multiple heads.
I asked first. Y'all motherfuckers just copycats.
Well, he gave me a bunch of free head, and I enjoyed it. one of them was like, you know, the orc with the fucking trap jaw shit. I love that shit. It's so awesome. And he gave me another orc with like a Magneto helmet, which is dope. And he painted them all. And I told him, like, dude, you know what? I'm a good painter. This dude's
a better painter than you.
He is. He's got some better paints than me. I use some run of the mill paints, but I also use some good paints.
He uses Citadel. He uses the same fucking
look
paints,
at this,
bro.
He also uses Armory paints too. Like,
look at this.
Dude, his paintings are fucking dope. They're phenomenal, man. Like,
now look at
and
his
they're
head.
They're layered correctly. They're not thick. He waters them down enough or puts the dude, he's really good, man. Like, really Dude, look at those teeth on that. This is not a video podcast, but
slime coming out of his mouth.
And that's one thing I think I'm really good at painting flesh tones. Other shit I kind of suck at. I'm good at painting blood too.
Look at that. That's good. Hey,
Steam Power Mom. Follow him on Instagram, man. He's really good at head.
That's the homeboy. I mean, he got the ill head.
Ill head. Sick ass head, dude. Head that makes you vomit.
I got an unpainted. I got an extra unpainted Kanye head if you want that.
I mean, I'll use it.
I can send that out.
But also from, like, you know, a head. Like, I paid for a head from Craniac Studios. Like, I got the Eazy-E head. You know? Eazy head. So, I put the Eazy-E on, like, the Mezco fucking, what's his name, Body? The blue fucking dude with the Bella dog. Cousin Eddie. And he has the E chain, you know, that he wears around his neck. So, it's like, it works for Eazy-E. So, I got the Eazy-E head. I get a lot of head, man. But also today, I got in Super 7 Papa Emeritus 3. And if you don't know, that's the Papa Emeritus where he's got the suit, the black and white gloves and shit like that. And it's like the dance video from Rats or whatever. You know, the short-haired Papa Emeritus. But it also comes with, like, you know, the Pope helmet and all that shit head. But I really like the short-haired Papa Emeritus. Like, that was cool. Like, I seen him live in that. I seen both versions, but whatever. I think I seen Papa Emeritus 2, 3, and 4. Which 4 is the Archbishop or whatever. But that's all ghost fucking shit. Whatever. Yo, Cobra, what'd you pick up this week?
I picked up, of course.
Head?
Give a guess.
Nothing.
Did you pick up Steam Powered Mom and he gave you head?
No. No, I picked up an X-Men. I grabbed the gray one that comes with glasses and the book on card.
Okay.
The Beast.
Yeah. That I like that one. I had it too.
It's all right. I really want the blue one with the coat.
That's the best one, dude. It really is.
I know it is, but I got it for a cool little trade, so I just picked it up.
Still a good figure, man.
Yeah. So that's all I got this week.
At least you got something. Yo, Mikey, you pick up any cool shit?
What?
You pick up anything, Space Cadet?
Well, I know my Mezcos came in. My bunch of Mezcos I ordered last week.
Hey, when you're doing that nitrous, like, do you ever order shit and you go, fuck, I ordered this?
That's what brings us to this week's acquisitions.
Okay.
So Store Horseman had a huge sale going yes, on.
I ordered a lot of that.
And I bought a bunch of random shit from them.
Me too.
I can't necessarily name which guys got.
Wait, did you get the Knights Templar, like the dark version and the light version?
Dude, they're like $26. Hell yeah.
So I bought both of them. Me too.
I think I got a fucking dwarf dude and then a fucking skeleton dude. And then
you got a lot of dudes there, eh?
And then tomorrow morning, by the time this goes on air, I'll have my money sent to Tony Toy Box. So I'll have my exclusive Con exclusive 2-pack.
Hey, just getting those dudes in. Yeah, that's what you do there.
And then I put on the pre-order for the Red Mask.
Yeah,
the re-release.
The retailer version. I want that one.
Yeah.
But I don't want to pay for it. I like how the clock looks in that one. It's like blacker and shit, you know.
Does the one that you got, does it have like the blood coming from underneath the clock? Because I swear it looks like it has a blood effect. Okay.
It does. Yeah, it's dope as fuck, dude. I love it.
But I ordered that and I fucking ordered Marley.
Hey, there's that Marley.
Jacob Marley.
So, hey, he's a dude.
Yeah. Because I didn't need to order the other guys because the wall tore him getting in that 2-pack already.
It just sounds like a bunch of dudes, but you're not getting no head there, you know, Lee?
Well, you know. The fucking Vile's supposed to send me some Jesus heads.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you get head from Hacker, dude, bruh.
Hey, if you want one of the good Jesus head, Craniac Studios.
I don't want Craniac Studio head. I want the one that Vile's sending because it looks more like Gorillas. the band gorillas.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So it's more like kind of comic-y version.
Cartoon it's more my style.
Hey. And to be honest with you,
cartoon head is
that dude. You know what? Never mind.
No.
If you can't say nothing nice,
oh,
don't say nothing at all.
What?
That is not Hoodcast moniker.
What do you got to say? What do you got to say? Something about Vile?
When does Hoodcast go?
Vile Lab, hell no. That's the homie.
He's homie.
I'm talking about the other dickhead.
KJ?
No.
KJ's not a
dickhead. None of the homies. I'm talking about the head guy that head from.
Craniac
Isaac. Studios. That was Brent. Fuck that.
We put that motherfucker on a podcast.
Because he's making money? Home. Look, it doesn't matter if he's not that interesting or anything on a podcast. Whatever. But he makes dope shit, and he gets people to fucking design it, and then so he can... Dude, he's a businessman. That's fucking cool, dude. I'm interested in that. Like, I don't have, like, the whereabouts to contact Indian dudes to, like, map this shit out for me so I can 3D print it. He does.
Have you heard from... Hey,
he's a fucking engineer, man.
Have you heard from him since?
Yes. Yes.
Besides you reaching out to him.
No, yes. Dude, we...
Yeah, man, here's your tracking information for that order falling in.
No, that's not it. That's not it.
Yeah.
No, dude, I'll post the sculpts. Like, he'll repost my shit, and he's like, and he promotes us, going, Hoodcast did this fucking awesome
rendition. Shit.
Dude, happened today because I posted my Deathmatch Jesus, and he said it was the best version of the Jesus that he's ever seen, and he reposted it on Instagram.
And he said, and he tagged Hoodcast.
Yes,
until
Hoodcast.
Let me
Hoodcast.
See your phone right now. Let me see it.
No, it's until the next motherfucker repaints a head sculpt of his of Jesus and uses it, and he's like, oh, this. Motherfucking
dude,
Jesus, I ever got.
I'm sorry,
pimping.
Craniac Studios isn't that popular right now, but I'm blowing them up. Look, so
you're blowing them, all right,
dude. He gives me like head, you know, and sometimes
he doesn't give.
Look,
just
when
give
I
free
when
head?
I put my orders in, he does give me some free head. So that's on the side, though. It's like side head,
right?
Look at this. Right here, it says...
Just keep sucking my dick on the internet, and I'll
he goes, Hoodcast made a really awesome Jesus Christ custom figure featuring a head from Craniac Studios. I think this is my favorite Jesus figure I have ever seen. Right there, read it, black and white, screenshot it. That's just my notifications. I can show you the actual
that's
post.
That's also a very generic post of like,
yeah.
I love this guy so much.
It's
like Cobra
to
does that shit for Man Cave Collectibles all the time.
Yeah, well, Man Cave Collectibles, nobody shops there except for Unworthy Collector who did it out of, not spite, but whatever love is from, I don't know, for Cobra. Yeah, that's it. Look, just because I'm trying to help a ninja out, you know,
wait.
Here and there...
You're going to tell me nobody shops at ManCaveProfessionals.com?
Nobody does.
.com?
Nobody shops at ManCaveProfessionals.com.
At least 5
getting...
years.
Look.
Solid 5 years. Making...
Is ManCave giving
on,
me
on,
free
on,
head?
Hold on.
He ain't.
Hold on.
ManCave's not giving me free head. You know who's giving me free head? Craniac Studios. Steam Powered Mom. B. They give me head. What is ManCave doing for Hoodcast? Not giving me head. Not even a finger. Not a finger. That's Christmas. You look proud, motherfucker. You every time you get put in your place, your nose goes up like you're like an anointed one. And I see you on the screen, and then you're thinking about your next response. And then I continue talking, and then you're looking for something funny to say, and now you're going to say, let's move on.
You don't know me, asshole.
I fucking know you. Oh, my God. I just owned you, motherfucker. Boom. Roasted. Oh, fuck. Give me fucking head.
Meanwhile, I'm here just breathing obnoxious gases because both these guys suck.
I know. I thought it was like...
Well, I'm going to clear it up right
now. Thank you, slow gas leak.
I speak to the owner of this company, and that owner of that company is doing just fine. owning that company. So you guys don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's fine. Whatever.
And we should have him on because you guys would love him. He's a cool motherfucker.
That's cool.
And he knows a lot about the business.
Let's do it. I'm down with that. We can have Man Cave Professional on.
We can have Mangina Vaginas on here. You just got to hook it up. Book it, Cobra. Book it, Cobra.
Don't be mad if I go, how many man caves have you been in? And I ask certain questions. You know, why man cave? To me, it sounds like a butthole.
That's fine. I'll let him know. He's not a sucker. He can take a joke.
How much money have you made from him? Seriously.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Well, okay. Give me a ballpark.
The answer, have you made goddamn money from $5 him? From when Unworthy ordered.
Have you made more than $100 from him over the years of promoting his shit?
No.
Fuck that then.
How much have you made off of
Craniac Studios? No. I'm not saying like he's cool. Shit. I'm not saying
how
fuck
much
him.
Have you paid to Craniac Studios promoting his shit?
Well, the reason I promote it isn't about money. So
I get that too. Yes. I agree with you, Cobra. Yeah. If a person's cool, you're cool. You know, I don't purposely like for Hoodcast. Like if we promote something, we genuinely like it or whatever, you know,
no,
unless
gentleman,
it's like U2's, you know, we I'll did that for fucking
the guy is a
say jerk off.
The guy's
okay.
Genuine.
Okay. Yo, genuine. The other G word. J.
And, I used to order a lot of toys from him, and he would give me basically wholesale. He wouldn't make a dime off it. All I had to do was pay was the shipping.
He lied.
And his company's in Florida.
He's getting rid of shit so that you can sell it at La Pulga. Yeah.
No, that wasn't it. But anyway.
That is it.
He couldn't sell it, or anything, and you could. As
Dude,
a matter of fact,
you don't start a business.
My
retail
bought this Kruger I got from Man Cave, and that was like brand new. It wasn't a slow gas leak.
God.
Anyway, the guy's cool. The company's great. If you go to online, you need some toys, Man Cave Professional, use Cobra 10 for 10% off. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that.
10% I goes into my pocket.
Nothing wrong with that. Let's get on to a.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
If your punk ass would go there and support
I've been
your boy,
there. They don't got anything I want. That's the problem.
You didn't go online. You used your phone to go look at it. You got to go on the website on your computer.
Dude, I got a Droid phone. I can see it on like a normal computer screen.
Wait, hey, you use the promo code.
I'm a fucking genius. I can do it.
So Cobra, it's 2024, so I got to let you in on this. So the internet that your smartphone uses is the exact same internet your computer uses.
Yes. Well, no, it's yes, technically, but like there's websites that are formulated
there's
for
limited
phones.
Access to some websites on the fucking cell
yes,
phones, bro.
There is.
What are you using?
But especially if you he has an Apple. He has an Apple. That's the problem. And because
you can
go to Apple, you can view
it
as a normal website, but Cobra doesn't know how to do that yet. So that's
Apple.
Okay. That's okay, because he's got a newer Apple. He's like a rich guy now. He's like
but
Apple
you don't
15.
Know how to go there and go support and see that. That's what you don't know how to do. Neither one of you assholes.
And I'm not going to do it because I don't want a fucking Todd McFarlane figure that's in stores hanging on the pegs for the up price of Man Cave Professionals.
So,
I'm just not doing that.
So
no,
question,
it's not up price.
My question is this. My question is this, okay. So there's this the Spider-Man 2099 hot toy. Okay. So it went from me to a reseller.
It's not on there anymore.
You,
why you gotta bring that to
the Man Cave Professionals? So like
how
but
did
that
it,
was
how
you
did
selling
it, get,
it. It was me selling
Mike,
it and it gave me an
did,
opportunity.
How did your toy
to
get to Man Cave?
Bro, he let me put my stuff from my inventory on his website. For free.
Now we
How
have a different story.
Bad, bro?
Now we have it. It's not bad. That's cool. Yeah, dude, I'm for you. But I get that. You can't Look, I'm not going to even get to it. We got.
You know what? I kind of wish I still had that 2099 hot toy, too.
Show me Chavez! I don't roll figures and shit. Let's get to the listener segment coming up with the gang.
Wir kommen nachts mit der Gang, 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 wir kommen nachts mit der Gang.
Is that what they do?
Mit der Gang, nachts mit der Gang, wir kommen nachts.
Is it worthwhile?
Wir kommen nachts mit der Gang, wir kommen nachts mit der Gang.
Is what they do worthwhile? Come on, man.
Oh shit, you're so much sleepier now. I'm gonna have to change this whole thing.
Come on, man.
To whoever becomes president next, but
yo B-Town, if you use that promo code, you get like $29 off. It's 10%.
Well, no one's buying shit from Man Cave Professional.
Just because you asked me, Cobra, I'm not going to.
No, I'm just saying. I was just bringing that up.
Look,
I don't want him on the Wolverine though.
I haven't even done the moniker for the shit that people are used to. Now people are like listening in their cars or wherever on the way to work and going, what the fuck? Normally he says the same shit every time. He says fuck no. And now they're going, holy shit, what the fuck are they talking about? Man Cave Professional still? Fuck that. I ain't going there. I'm not going to even Google it on my phone because it'll give my phone a virus if that's a thing. It should be a thing. They should have phone viruses nowadays, right? Why not?
It sounds like a gay porn site, Man Cave Professional.
It does. It sounds like, you know, the Manscaped shit, you know, whatever that
Manscaped was. Manscaped called the cave now.
Manscaped Professionals.
Look, a cave still sounds like a butthole, dude. I never liked Man Cave. Like, when that
term was the guy who's recording from the butthole.
Yeah, because, dude, it's a car hole. Where you, the English version where you put your car in, but instead my buds hang out here.
If you want to be proper, if you're doing proper English, it's a carriage house.
It's a garage. That's garage.
That's
yeah.
How they say it. A garage.
Look, it ain't a garage. But look, if you want to join the Patreon, you should, because you get bonus shows and it's fucking excellent. It's only $3 a month, dude, and it really helps out our show. Helps us be funnier, man. And plus, we're going to end the website where you can call in.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. If you subscribe to the Patreon, it helps us become funnier.
It does. Dude, it does.
It does.
Dude, don't you think?
The money makes us funny, baby.
Right. Money makes us funny. That's why it rhymes. That's not funny in itself.
I like that. Hashtag money makes us funny, baby.
Look, being poor.
No famous rapper does a freestyle.
Yeah. And these boys are from Vallejo. And as E-40 say, he say, I ain't a freestyler, man. I don't rap for free. It's pay style on mine because I love money, man.
Look, you can go to hoodcastaf.com and you can find all our past episodes. And they're all fucking hilarious. You don't have to listen to the news, but you should on those past episodes because there's funny shit in there. So go and listen to all that shit. There's so many bits. Like, this is like Howard Stern on drugs and also, like, very bad for, you know, community and, like, wokeness and everything. We're all, like, you know, again, we're for humor. Let me put that forward. Just all humor. We're not mad against anyone. It's all humor. So, with that being said, you can hit that button on the left side of the screen. Right side. It's on the right side. Man, I've been drinking too many coffee beers. Right side of the screen, which says voice messages on hoodcastaf.com. And you can leave a voice message. You can ask a question. You can play a character. Boom. There it goes. We have another call from Toy R Unlimited. Oh, no. No, no, no. Sorry. This is Bingorella it's from. So let's hear from Bingorella.
Hi, Ken. It's your old buddy Bingo.
Hey, Bingo.
No. Fucking special this week because I'm fucking victorious. I had my first fight last weekend. Thanks a lot for fucking coming out, you fucking dirty pricks. But nobody fucking showed up to support old fucking Bingo. Even though it was only fucking half a mile from fucking Fallon's house, I couldn't fucking find it in his fucking valuable fucking time to come down and support old Bingo in his first fucking fight as a lady fighter. But, so anyway, we showed up and we got fucking weighed in, and I weighed a lot more than her, but nobody really seemed to give a shit. Because all the money was on fucking old fucking Debbie. So round one comes and fucking Bingo versus Debbie tonight. And fucking Debbie gave it to me a few fucking good times. And all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute, I might fucking lose this fight. And that ain't gonna help out my reputation very much as a badass clown fighter. So I fucking pow fucking gave her two quick ones in the gut. And then I gave her the old fucking power punch like I was old fucking Mike Tyson's punch out. And then when I get her a good one in the gut, bow, to the left, and she, bow, she fucking bent down because she was all out of breath. Fucking right cross, right across.
Fuck the face. That bitch up.
Knocked that bitch right. I mean, that lovely young lady right out. So my first fight in the win, fellas. Yeah!
Hell yeah. Yeah, I like when guys beat up chicks. I mean,
he's like that swimming bitch who, like, was a dude or whatever, and then, like, got stripped of all his medals or her medals.
Or that ex-Army Ranger who fucking became a woman and went in a man and crushed a lady's skull.
G.I.
Yeah.
G.I. whatever. Not Joe or Jane. G.I.
Douche nozzle.
What's a name that could be male or female? I don't know. I'm not
Jesse.
Ryan. Yeah,
G.I. Jesse. I like that. Yeah. That's where G.I. Joe should go. You know what G.I. means? General Infantry. But you get clever names. That's what I thought when I joined the Navy. No, I didn't get a clever name.
G.I. means soldier boy. Me love long time. Soldier boy.
I thought G.I. standing for gooey infection.
Oh, dude. That's a different type of thing. You know, back in the old days, when you got chlamydia or they call it
the drip, the drop.
Yeah, they used to have flip, to stick a fucking Q-tip up your fucking urethra, dude.
Ike Way!
You said Ike Way, dude. That's wrong. It's Ike Way.
Nah. Yeah, I like your wife, right?
I like Ike Way.
Like, yeah, me too. Yeah, I like it's Ike
better.
Way too.
It sounds better. Like, it's like, oh, shit.
Bro, it sounds like I'm going down the street. Ike Way.
Yeah, dude. That street's fucking, it's fantabulous, dude. It's so many amazing sights.
Ike Way.
When you go down Ike Way, you're like, Ike Way. Oh, fucking Ike Way. Shit.
Hey, bro, make a right here on Ike Way.
Well, fuck. Oh, Bingo. Yeah, if you don't remember the last episode, he transitioned, which was really quick. You know, good for him. And I agree with people who transition at an older age because they have the power to do it within themselves. That's your decision, and I'm for that.
Yes.
And if you're hot, you're hot, dude. I might bang you, but I'm married. I can't. So I will look at you. You know, and if you have an OnlyFans, I won't pay for it, but I'll wait for someone to rip it, and I'll watch it.
I'll watch it on Pornhub. Yeah.
He'll find you on Twitter, and he'll just look at your Twitter shit.
Have you heard of Blair White?
No. I have not.
That's the finest trans woman on the planet right now.
Okay. All right. You're researching the transition. Stuff? I'm still Carver's with Bailey J. Still. Like, I'm old school.
No,
you know?
She shits on her.
Really? But I like the gothicness of Bailey J. That's what I like, you know? I like the dark hair kind of gothy look, you know. I think that works.
Gay.
No, I heard like people talking about her, like
motherfucker's gay,
and she's wearing all these wigs now. I mean, they're saying that she's bald.
You
shit.
Know what? This is the problem. I'm not gay. I'm not gonna suck.
No, I'm comfortable with my sexuality.
No, I don't want to have sex with her, but I just think she's attractive as fuck.
Yeah, I get it, dude. We're still males. We're still sexual. Like
I like my wiener in vagina.
Yeah,
and then if a butthole, it has to be right next to a vagina.
Right, and sometimes I've made that mistake, not with a dude, but I mean like put it
what
into
I'm saying,
a chick's butthole by accident.
I'm not gonna front B Town like, you know, I'm in the hotel with my wife.
Throwing some tranny porn.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Listen. Yeah. Listen, let me talk. Freaky. And we're drinking. Get and we're snorting a lot of cocaine. And then the little sexy little tranny chick shows up. A
little drip.
I'm going to stick my dick right in her ass and her mouth.
That's gay.
That's not I gay. Quit. That's gay as fuck.
Look, you.
That's gay.
You ain't woke, dude. You know, you're scared. That's why. You scared.
But guess
no.
what?
But guess if it what? Has it's a dick, problem. It's still a dude. It's you problem. Gay.
No, it doesn't make you gay. Because, am like, I... if it looks. Like, look, it's the same thing as jacking off the cartoons.
No, that's gay, bro. If
cartoons,
gay.
Cartoons could look, be drawn look, by a male. But you, if it looks you, female, it doesn't matter. It turns you,
you
on.
You are in a liberal family, definitely. Like, that is gay. It's a dude. It's gay, yeah. It's
think
gay.
You know, dude.
I'm not fronting. It's gay.
It's
so
gay.
I'll be gay that day.
Okay, that's fine. Whatever. You want to put it's a moniker
I'm saying,
on it?
At my age, I don't give a shit. That's I don't gay. Give a shit no more.
No.
Bro.
Here's what you're...
I'm on some,
sexuality
like,
is not black and
dollars,
white, dude. There's a
I'd
spectrum.
I'd go on an island and do all
no,
the
there
weird
isn't.
Fucking
there's
I can
male,
do
there's female. If the
yes.
female has a dick,
I agree
that's
with
a
you.
Male.
I agree.
That's a man.
I agree with you.
That's gay. Yeah.
Yes, there's yeah. male and female. That's the
that's
only
sex.
Genders there
that's
is.
Gay sex.
I agree yeah. with you, man.
It's gay sex.
If
but you're telling me that it's not
hole,
gay sex.
No, no, no. That's not what I'm saying.
Then it's attached
I'm
to
saying
a dick.
If you're attracted to a thing that looks like a female, like a
well,
action
I guess
figure,
you got a little
wait,
gay, right?
No, no. What is an action figure? Is it male or female? No, it's a fucking thing. If you are attracted to its curves and everything and it looks like a female, you're attracted to it. Like, that doesn't mean that you're gay. You're attracted to the female form. Dude,
see,
you
while
it,
I admitted my gayness, you're still over here,
look,
like defending that you're not. So yeah. that makes you so much more gay. Than
I see
me,
what
bro.
You're saying, but that's not the
Cobra's
thing. I'm
way
saying
more,
it's a spectrum.
Cobra's way more open with the fact that he knows that if he had sex with a tranny, that it's gay sex.
No, no.
You are trying to argue the fact that no, it's a woman, but it has an Adam's apple and a dick still. So you're just attracted to feminine-looking men.
Yeah. yeah. Well, how
well, bro,
hot
you gotta admit, these
they?
Ones I'm talking about, they got hips and butt cheeks
yeah.
and titties and lips.
I'm down.
Hair and everything.
They look good.
And I'm like, yo, I'm old.
Yeah. No, but here's the thing, though. Like, men know what men want. So men doing female
yeah,
shit,
right.
okay. they kind of
okay.
know, you know?
Okay.
Like,
so you want... So you automatically you want a feminine looking man to suck your dick.
No.
A man knows what a man wants.
Look, what it comes down look, I'm saying curves like if it looks like a female, it looks like a female. It looks like a duck. But it may not be a duck. I'm not stuttering.
You're stuttering worse than Todd McFarlane, dude.
I didn't
just face it. Or, you look, have gay.
If it's a figure, I'm gonna fuck the figure. I don't fucking
you have,
know.
You have gaydencies. You have gay tendencies. You
no,
have gay tendencies.
You're going black or white. There's a spectrum, man. Look.
No, no there isn't. There's straight.
What? Okay.
There's gay.
What if.
Bro.
There's
no, no.
man, there's girl.
Oh, no, no, hold on, hold on.
There's no what in if, between.
Yeah,
Mike,
yeah,
Mike,
yeah,
Mike.
I kept it real.
What if
I
there's like
real.
The hottest
real.
Chick ever and you love this chick and she's so hot, but she gets a penis implant? What if that happens? But she's still female. She gets a penis implant. Do you suck it? Because
they
she told you
that.
Need to.
No.
No, but what if they do that? Because, like, look, people do crazy shit now. Like, what
well,
if,
you're
like,
admitting
like,
you sucked in, your wife?
In 30 okay. years, what
he
if women start
yeah,
getting
said,
penile
he
implants?
Said penis implant, a.k.a.
He's a Peggy.
Strap
he's,
on.
He's a Peggy.
Right.
He's
no,
a Peggy.
Because men are starting to do the pegging, and women want to get paid equally as men, so they start getting penile implants. You know, because that's what they think men are into now. Do you do it?
No.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
No, you say
if
that now,
has,
but if you're put in that
dick,
situation,
I'm
you might.
I'm not fucking with it.
But no. if she's super hot, though, and she's super loving and you love her.
It's got a dick.
No, but you're going off old ancient Rome, like, mythology or
no,
whatever.
I'm going off the fact that I'm a straight hetero male.
No.
That does... I don't do gay, no gay shit.
Here's the deal, people. Republican shit is all on the rise, and we need
see,
to
I'm not
get
even
rid
Republican.
Of
that's
these
dick-wearing
females, okay?
Now, if you guys remember, okay, first of all, I hope I'm heterosexual. I want to be.
You are.
Because that's what I've been my whole life.
But you're discussing agencies.
What I was saying was, like, if me and my old lady was in the hotel getting fucked up with all the drug, like Molly, whatever, you know, it's going to take something to give me kind of faggoty.
It doesn't make you fucking...
But I'm saying my wife's got to be there. Like, my old lady's got to be there. I'm not going to the hotel to meet the tranny and get sucked
in. Well, here's what Mike TV is saying to you, Cobra.
So now I'm defending my gayness.
If you took drugs and you did the whole shit,
B-Town is not going out like that. He's like...
He's saying that, like, look, Cobra, now you have to march. That's what he's saying. Now you have to march. And you have to do all that shit.
Look,
and
you have to vote
Democrat. You have to do all this shit.
I'm just saying you guys are expressing your gay tendencies.
Yeah.
You clearly have gay tendencies.
Yeah.
Cobra's constantly talking about your pipe.
I'm on it.
It's pretty big.
On it.
No, you're not on it.
You're willing to fuck a chick with a dick.
Yes.
You have gay tendencies.
But no, I'm married. I can't, but I'm willing, you know, but not really.
Well, thanks, bro.
You're married to cover up your gayness.
No, so that is not. Gay. Look, can I pray it away? Is that a thing now? Like, can I go to a camp and pray? Like, that's not what it is. I'm just saying,
bro,
like,
this is exactly what it is.
I can be attracted to different things.
Jay and Silent Bob coming out the cafe with the monkey, and he's like, yeah, and I fucked this chick on the side, so I'm not all the way gay, but Jonathan,
I did fuck. Motherfuck. And all that is noise. We are, but we got one more call. Look, we're done with that subject. Thank you. We got one more call, and it's from the Monarch.
Just admit you're gay.
It's not black or white, dude. It's the spectrum, like autism, which is super funny, man. There's this whole dating autism show on Netflix.
Spectrum. Either you suck dick or you do not. Suck dick.
I have not sucked dick, but I'm saying if I was single and there was a hot
girl. He's saying he would suck a dick.
I'm saying I might, you know, just to help her out.
So what it sounds like to us is you got married to cover up the fact that you're truly gay.
No, you're doing all speculation here, which, you know, which is fine because I love wrestling and I love speculation, which makes it for the pay-per-view, you know? But there's no pay-per-view for me because I'm fucking married.
So are other gay men.
I'm not a politician.
I don't think neither of us are gay, and I don't think it's gay tendencies.
It's not.
I think it's a bi-weekly, like a comic book series.
If it's hot...
We bi-weekly.
If it's hot, I'd say fuck it.
You're bi-curious, look, bi-weekly curious.
Look, in real life, I'm probably going to feel weird.
A
little bi-weekly curious.
Look, even if I'm like a little hopped up on shit and whatever, and like I'm going to feel weird about doing it, and I'm going to be like, this ain't right. Like, that's true honesty. I'd probably try it out, you know, and go, this kind of sucks. Literally, it sucks. I don't want to do this.
Okay, see, you can't say that.
No, but I can't.
You are saying you'll try it, so how do you know? You don't know unless you try it.
He was in the Navy. They are known for, you know, the ladyboy slaying.
I'm just not into sucking dick, but I'm saying if I want to please this woman-looking thing, and maybe it is a woman with a, you know, look, all right.
This motherfucker.
After show dick. Later, let's you get to the Monarch. Let's get to the Monarch, all right? Look, I'm giving too much information away. This is why y'all motherfucker ninjas need to join the Patreon. All right, let's get to the Monarch.
Yes. Yes, it's good to have you back, number 21. I'm glad that I can finally afford to pay you. Fuck no, you're not getting a raise. You're working at the same... Is it on? Never mind, we'll discuss this later. Greetings, members of the Hood Class Nation!
Thank you.
It is I, the Mighty Monarch!
Yes.
And I am back! I'm ready to destroy this whole goddamn planet if I need to. So I have a new scheme, ladies and gentlemen.
It's great that he's back.
And here it is. Pay close attention, because this time, I'm not fucking around.
He will not fail.
Unless $25,000 has been deposited into the Hoodcast account, by the end of March, I am going to unleash my most diabolical scheme to date.
The bottom of the website,
I have an anti-technology machine that has been developed by the world's greatest minds that now I can afford to pay with my Bruce Wayne money.
Fuck money.
This machine will take all of your technology and turn it into organic material. Your cell phones will be plant material. Your precious plastics will be turned into wood. Yes, wood. Even your precious action figures will all be organic. You'll have to resort to collecting figures that look like plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy. You'll have a Batman plank and a Flash plank and a Superman plank because you will have no more plastics. All of your technology shall be depleted. No more internet, no more cell phones, no more television. I suggest you people stop fucking around and deposit money directly into the Hoodcast account, or I will bring this planet back to the goddamn Ice Age. Monarch! Forever!
Forever, not out. And you can do that by going to hoodcastaf.com, and all the way down to the bottom of the page, there's a PayPal donate button. And dude,
the
and
page?
That... Yeah, whatever. It keeps us funny, man. The more money you post, the more funnier we get. Holy fuck.
And sometimes, the more the subject arises, the more curious our listeners get.
I'm listening. Arise? And the monarch mentioned wood.
I'm glad that that's the word you focused on. See, I was speculating on gay. You sound a little gay.
Dude, it's not... You can't just say gay, dude. It's not how that works.
All right. You sound kind of homosexual.
No, that doesn't work either, dude. It really doesn't.
But I mean, I'm not going to run. Like, I said what I said. If she looked good, she got them nice little titties and shit and the booty.
Right.
If she could just keep it tucked and, like, keep her panties on, and it could be, like, the butt cheeks out.
Dude, I'm cool with Wang slapping.
Like, I'm trying to justify like, my man.
If she's doing like cowgirl down. Style, and like you know, I'm like digging in the
it's
butt,
gay,
and she looks really
baby.
Good, and her
it's
Wang
gay.
Slapping.
It's
dude,
gay day.
I'm
gay
cool with it, dude.
Oh, man.
She, okay,
you don't
gay
get it.
Gay.
Ballin's grabbing that dang dang while
whoa,
she's
whoa, whoa, whoa.
While she's on top. Because I'm like,
you don't want it covered. He wants that shit helicoptered.
Dude, help, dude. I seen those videos, but I skipped to go to next.
I agree.
Look, I'm just saying I seen it, dude.
Yeah. Pound Town, baby. Play that shit for the outro. Yeah.
I just
this
checked in to see what, condition my figure was in.
Yeah, this is Kenny Loggins, right? No.
Kenny Rogers,
Kenny
dude.
Rogers.
Kenny Rogers roasted chicken.
This was his disco
to
band.
See what condition my action figure was in. This wasn't no McFarlane bullshit. No Rob Lee Field talking about figures. My action figure.
What position Jonathan's position is in?
It's cock flapping.
The dick's flapping back on it.
Dude, dick flapping. I'm in. I had my foot on the gas as I left the road and flew out my mind. 8 miles out of Memphis and I got no square head. 8 miles straight up downtown. Just in to see what condition my figure is in. We don't say goodbye.
We say goodbye, Curious
Journey.
Bi-weekly Curious hashtag. This week's hashtag on Fatography, hashtag bi-weekly Curious.
This is really goodbye.
E-Man? Tila? Hand at arms? Don't say goodbye.
Say good journey.
As an old attorney is saying, live the journey, for every destiny is but a doorway to another. Good journey.
Good journey.